For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. The Michigan school aid budget is one step closer to completion. A state legislative conference committee has approved a more than $15 billion plan that now moves to the full House and Senate. A key moment that budget watchers had been waiting for all summer finally arrived last Thursday at the Capitol.
The conference committee will come back to order.
With a strike of the gavel, Republican House Appropriations Committee Vice Chair Aaron Miller welcomed those who had come to find out how much money Michigan public schools would get if the GOP has its way.
Thank you all for coming. I know many of you in the room have been very patient, and many of you in the room have been not so patient, and we appreciate both. We appreciate your passion for education and for what is going to be in this budget.
The Joint House and Senate Conference Committee plan includes a $304 million foundation allowance. That translates into a 3% increase in the minimum amount spent per pupil. It's more than what Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer called for in her formula. But GOP leaders did not give the governor the so-called weighted funding increases she championed for at-risk, special education, and career and technical education students. Committee member Christy Pagan, a Wayne County Democrat, pressed Miller for an explanation.
Could you just explain a little bit further why you believe there is a weighted formula when there clearly is not?
There is, in that we are taking many of the items that the governor had in her weighted formula, and we are adding additional funding to those items for what is a weighted formula.
Items like isolated districts, Miller said. The committee plan, he explained, gives small rural schools another $1 million and expands the per-pupil formula in certain cases.
It depends on what you want to call it, but yeah, we're representing many of the items in that study in this budget.
Some items came in well below the governor's vision. Whitmer proposed an $84 million increase for the Great Start Readiness Program, Michigan's pre-K curriculum for at-risk children. The committee authorized just $5 million more, but granted funding for an MSU study that will measure how well Great Start prepares kids for kindergarten. Representative Pagan took issue with the allocation for pre-K, listing it among her reasons why she would be opting to abstain from the final vote.
This is not the best budget to put forward for our kids, for our teachers, for our parents, for our communities. This is not the direction that we should be going in when it comes to educating and funding our schools. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
In the end, the K-12 budget passed along party lines. Republican Senator Jim Stomas of Midland was asked if he foresaw lawmakers striking a deal with the governor before the final budget deadline.
As we progress, it gets a little more challenging as we go, but the Senate has always maintained moving forward on time with the budget, and I encourage the leaders and the governor to continue to talk and come to some consensus on where we go with the budget.
The 2020 budget must be signed by October 1st, or else the state risks a partial government shutdown. The next 2 weeks will be critical. This week, layoff notices are going out to some state employees, a standard precaution should Governor Whitmer and the legislature come to an impasse. In Lansing, I'm Kevin Lavery.